Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Chicago Sports Network podcast. I'm Reichley Ruby, the host for today's show, and today we are talking about my MLB predictions. So make sure you are subscribed and following on whatever podcast app you use, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever other podcast app you are using. Before we get started, here's a quick word from our sponsor. That was a great word from our sponsor, Anchor, and hopefully you will download that Anchor podcast and help me out by helping them out by downloading that app. So let's get started with today's MLB predictions. This is my first MLB predictions, and hopefully I will do a weekly power rankings for every MLB team. I will be starting that 2 weeks into the MLB season, and I will try to do that every Sunday. So not the first Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, but the next one, I will hope to upload an MLB Power Rankings either Saturday or Sunday. So make sure you check that out, whether you're using Anchor or our other podcasting apps, or you're subscribed on my YouTube channel. Make sure you check out that. If you'd like a video format of this, make sure you check out that by downloading or going to my YouTube channel at Chicago Sports Network. Let's start off the MLB rankings with the AL East. At number five, I have the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles, well, they're just not a very good team this year. Other than Trey Mancini and maybe Adalai Rushman, if you want to say he's coming up. But other than that, this team really lacks any depth that they need in order to make a valiant run in a pretty tough AL East. So that's just pretty obvious. The Orioles are not a very good team, and if you're an Orioles fan, I'm super sorry because they are not doing well, but I think that they're a good team and can be a good team in the next couple of years, but they lost Alex Cobb, and they lost a couple other players like Jose Iglesias. So on to number four in my rankings. At number four, I have the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox, even though they get Alex Cora back for the season after his 1 year suspension, I still think that he's iffy at best to be able to turn this team around. They have lost a lot of star talent from that previous World Series winning team, and I think that this team is going to need a lot of developing before they're back at a World Series caliber level. I think that this team is going to be a good team in a couple of years, and I think that Alex Cora will help turn them around. But this year, with it being in such a tough AL East division, with the defending AL champions and the tough New York Yankees and a very, very up-and-coming and good Blue Jays team, it is going to be tough to finish much higher than fourth place in the division, excuse me. In third place, I have Tampa Bay Rays. I think that the Rays are a very good team, but at the same time, I think that the Rays have lost so much, especially in that starting pitching. This team is looking a lot more like the teams of 2018 and 2017 than the 2020 team. I think that this team still has some talent on the offensive end. They have a good starting pitcher in Tyler Glasnow, but without a guy and a two or a three starter and Charlie Morton and Blake Snell, they really lost a lot of firepower. And even though you added Chris Archer back, you lost a lot of people in your lineup, and I just don't see them being able to develop really well. So I think that the Rays are probably going to finish third in this division. They could go up, but I don't doubt the Rays and Kevin Cash's ability to make good players out of poor talent. Or not even poor talent, but a team that is lacking in a lot of star power. In second place, I have the New York Yankees. And here's the reason why I have the New York Yankees here. I just don't trust their team to stay healthy. Plain and simple, I just don't trust their team to stay healthy. If they were able to stay healthy, I would think that this team is a runaway champion of the AL East. But I don't think this team's going to stay healthy. So without them staying healthy, and especially Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton not being healthy, I think that this team will really lack an offensive firepower that they have when their lineup is healthy. I think that they're a good team, and I think that they can be a great team. I think that they can win 100 games, but at the same time, I think that there are other teams in this division that are fully capable of also winning those 100 games that they have to focus on first staying healthy and playing a good offense before they can focus on anything else. And also, I don't trust a lot of the Yankees pitchers other than Garrett Cole. I don't really trust Jameson Taillon or Luis Severino or Corey Kluber to really play at the level that they're supposed to play. So I think I trust the Garrett Cole, but I don't really trust any of the other players. So at the number one spot is the only team left in this division, which is the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, I think, are going to win the division for a couple of reasons. One, they have a lot of bats in their lineup, from Bo Bichette to Marcus Semien to Vlad Guerrero Jr. to their outfield to their catching. It's just all around a great team with a lot of depth on the bench, too, with Calvin Biggio and stuff like that. They have a good overall team. So I think that this team, the only thing that they're lacking, and it scares me a little bit, even with the addition of Corey Kluber, I was thinking that they really needed to add a starting pitcher. And I think this prediction is kind of banking on the Blue Jays getting a starting pitcher, because I think that they will at the deadline get a starting pitcher. If they don't, I think that the Yankees probably have to finish first. But I think that right now, I would say that the Blue Jays are probably going to finish first in the division because of their offensive talent. And I just think that they're better than the Yankees. So right now, I trust the Blue Jays more, and that is why I will be picking them to win the division. In fifth place in the AL Central, I have the Detroit Tigers. I think the Detroit Tigers are a great team in a couple of years. And I think Casey Mize is a good pitcher. The problem is that offense is just dreadful. The offense is just like absolutely dreadfully awful. It's just unacceptably bad. So I would say this. If you want any chance at being able to win a division, you're going to have to be able to support yourself on offense, and you are not able to do that with the Detroit Tigers, and that's what makes them one of the worst teams in baseball. So with that, we're moving on to their next team. In fourth place, and I know this is going to ruffle some feathers, but I have the Cleveland Indians here. I think that the Indians, well, they're in the same situation that the Tigers are in. They don't have any offense. They have Jose Ramirez, and that's about it. Like, that's their offense. And you cannot count on Jose Ramirez to make all of your good hits and all your home runs and stuff like that. That outfield is even worse than usual. They don't have any power in their lineup past Jose. They don't have any protection for him. And other than Shane Bieber on the mound, he'll win you 20% of your games. But I don't think they're going to win much more than 20% more of their games. So I don't think that they're going to finish above a 400 winning percentage because, or a 40% winning percentage, because they don't have the same depth they used to at starting pitcher with Corey Kluber, Shane Bieber, Carlos Carrasco. They had a good team, but now they're kind of lacking. And that's something that I really think starting to show. And they also don't have Mike Clevinger. So now that they don't have any of those players, and they only have Shane Bieber left, that means that that team is going to be a lot weaker than it used to be, especially in the pitching and hitting department. And the hitting department was really good a couple of years ago in 2016, but it's continued to fall off since, even though it wasn't as strong. In the number three spot, I have the Kansas City Royals. And I know a lot of people think that the Royals aren't that good of a team, but they're extremely underrated. You really need to watch out for this Kansas City Royals team. This Kansas City Royals team has Jorge Soler, Whit Merrifield, Alberto Mondesi, and so many more hitters like Salvador Perez that are going to be able to get on base, and with a decent, solid pitching staff with Mike Minor as their lead guy. I really think that this Royals team can be better than expected and will be better than expected. So watch out and make sure that you're ready for a Royals team to come in and stay in that third place slot and be pretty solidly in that third place slot, because I think that the talent difference between the Indians and the Royals is a pretty big gap, and I don't think most people are realizing that. In second place is, and this is a massive gap between the second and third place team, is the Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Twins are the second place team in this division by a lot compared to the first, third place team, and I think that there's a pretty big difference between second and first place in this division too. I think that the Twins have a good starting rotation and do have bats to be able to be a good contender, not only in the division but also in a deep playoff run. We'll see whether they do, and make sure you check out towards the end of my podcast when I talk about my playoff predictions. So I think that the Twins have bats from Nelson Cruz and Josh Donaldson, and they have pitchers like Kenta Maeda and Jose Berríos, and that's just starting off. They have a good team. The problem is that they usually aren't able to put it all together to win a division title, and that's something that the White Sox showed last year that they can do, but the Twins really lacked. And at the end of the season, I think that the White Sox were going to keep going up, and that the Twins were going to go down, and I think it was going to be competitive between the Twins and the Indians for that third place slot, to be completely honest. So I think that you really show how good that team is going to be at the end of last year. Not at the beginning, and the Twins are probably going to get off to a hot start, but don't be shocked if they get off to a hot start in April and then they really slow down in late May and early June. Just watch out for that. So in first place in the AL Central, I have the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are the best team in the division, plain and simply, because they have the starting pitching and the bats. I think that they are one of the best teams in baseball, and to be honest, I think that they're the best team in the American League. I think that they will have the best season in the American League, and I think with the addition of Lance Lynn and the addition of Liam Hendricks to that bullpen and Lance Lynn to the starting pitching, it solidifies a already great team into an elite level. And I think that's what they were lacking last year compared to the Rays, was an elite bullpen and a solid depth in that back end of the rotation, which was something the Rays had. This White Sox team is going to be scary good with guys like Lucas Giolito, Lance Lynn, and Dallas Keuchel to start off that first three. That is so solid. And then you got that 4 and 5 spot that are also solid. And then you guys have guys like Eloy Jimenez, and the reigning MVP in Jose Abreu. Or you guys have Yoan Moncada or Tim Anderson. I really think this team is going to be a solid, good, all-around team. And you have Yasmani Grandal behind the plate, who I think is the third best catcher in baseball. So I think that you have to look at that and say, this is going to be a good team. They are able to play in this division. Watch out for this team deep and a deep playoff run. So I think that is all for the AL Central. Moving on to the AL West with, I think, probably the second worst team in baseball. The Texas Rangers finished in last place in the AL West. And I think that there's a massive gap between the 4 and the 5 spot. The 5 spot has the Texas Rangers just because their only good player is Joey Gallo, and he only hits home runs or strikeouts. There's not even walks for him. There isn't singles, there isn't doubles, and there ain't triples in his game. So when you lack a total game and you're the only good player on the team, maybe you could say that there's some other solid players coming up in their system, but they are really lacking in talent, and they're one of the worst teams I've ever seen in a while. And to be honest, the only thing separating them is that they seem to have some good development of pitching between the worst team in baseball, which is the Pittsburgh Pirates. In fourth place in this division, I have the Seattle Mariners. I think that the Mariners are going to be an interesting team, and don't be surprised if this team finishes in third place in this division and not fourth place. Because with the rising of Jared Kelnick and maybe a couple of other minor leaguers into their major league team this year, I think that they could be a scary good team. And I think with the re-signing of, I say re-signing and you can't see this, but air quotes, because he was a former Mariner but was on the Yankees for the past couple of seasons, of James Paxton, I think that this team can be interesting. They lack an elite arm, and they lack a back end of the rotation. They don't have a very good bullpen. The outfield is pretty weak if you don't have Jared Kelnick in it. The middle infield is weak, and Kyle Seager is pretty good but is on the decline. So this team has a lot of potential in the couple of years,
But this is not a couple of years. This is to this year. So even though I think this team can be good depending on when they call up Jared Kelnick and a couple other minor leaguers, I think it can be good, but we'll see how good it is. In third place in this division, I know this is also going to ruffle feathers, is the third place Houston Astros. I think the Houston Astros are a very good team, and I think the Houston Astros are still they're still going over the effects of the cheating scandal that they had, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't take into effect, and they really didn't get all over it last season when they had a really poor season. They ended the year a little bit better than they started it, but I think that's still kind of over their head, and I think the pitching staff with Justin Verlander being down, I think this pitching staff with Zach Greinke and Lance McCullers is so weak compared to what it used to be, and I don't think that they're going to be able to develop pitching the same way that they were under A.J. Hinch. And I think that this hitting team, this is a good hitting team, from especially in the infielding part when you have Alex Bregman, Carlos Carrasco, or not Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Yuri Gurriel, and Yordan Alvarez at that DH spot. I think this is a really good team hitting-wise, but you lost George Springer, your leadoff guy, and as a Cubs fan, I know that that is a massive thing to lose. When we lost Dexter Fowler, it really shows these last couple of years the big difference that he made in 2015 and 16 that he hasn't made on the Cubs, and they've struggled to find a leadoff hitter. So I think that that is important to show. In second place in this division, I have the Los Angeles Angels. I think that the Angels are a good team, and I think that they can be improved beyond what some people think they are. I think a lot of people are still doubting them. But Joe Maddon is a great manager, and I think that's something that the Angels haven't had. The Angels have had good teams with talent, but they have not had a good manager, and I think that that's what Joe Maddon is going to do, is he's going to create a great environment there. He's going to be able to help guys like Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, and Anthony Rendon all have good seasons, and I think together they'll be able to show some of the potential that they have. The only question mark there is that they really still don't have starting pitching, and that kind of scares me with picking them, but I think that the Astros starting pitching is not as good as it needs to be for me to put a good manager and a good team ahead of them. So that is my second place team. And on to my first place team and the final team in the AL, the Oakland Athletics, I think, are the first place team in this division. The Athletics always surprise me every year with the type of players that they come up, and they have a superstar on this team in Matt Chapman. Even though you lost Marcus Semien, I still think that this team is still a solid team and will be able to contribute. And even though you lose guys like Liam Hendricks and Marcus Semien, you still have a solid rotation and a lot of up-and-coming guys. And maybe this year will be the first year that we get to see AJ Puk in a first year. And that's not me mispronouncing it, I think. That's actually his name. So I think that after his Tommy John surgery, you'll have an up-and-coming pitcher. You have a couple of other players in the bullpen that are pretty solid that makes that bullpen really good. And to be honest, after last year, I think a lot of people know that the Rays are a really good team like this and a small market, but I think a lot of people forget that the original small market good team was the Oakland Athletics with Moneyball. I think that that's something a lot of people are forgetting. Before we move on to the National League, I would like to add another quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Okay, let's start with the NL teams. Let's start off with the NL East. In fifth place, and I know this is probably going to make a lot of Phillies fans mad, but I have the Philadelphia Phillies. Even though the Phillies signed, I think, a pretty good manager in Joe Girardi last year, I still think that this Phillies team lacks the offensive capabilities that you do need in this division that every other team in this division has. Once you get past Bryce Harper, you're really lacking in consistent offense. There are some players that will have short spurts of good play, but overall, you're really kind of lacking in any teams or any players having consistent stretches of good play. You do have a good starting rotation with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler at that start, but once you get past that, the bullpen and the back end of that rotation aren't really good. So I think that's what makes the fifth place team in this division, the Philadelphia Phillies.
With fourth place, you have the rising Miami Marlins. I think the Marlins last year, they kind of showed at the end of the year. I know they beat the Cubs and the in that two game series, but I think if you go a couple more weeks into the season, if that's a 162 game season, the Marlins aren't going to be a playoff team probably, even with expanded playoffs. I think that the COVID thing hurt them. But at the same time, I think a 162-game season would hurt them even more. So I would like to point out that I think that this team has a lot of good starting pitching. And I think that's something that a lot of people in the media are forgetting about, is that this team has a fantastic young starting pitchers. So watch out for that. In third place, I have the Washington Nationals. And here's the reason why I have the Washington Nationals in third place. They just don't have the offensive firepower and the back end of that rotation to be able to compete with the rest of the division. And what I mean with that is Trey Turner and Juan Soto are really great players. But once you get past them, a lot of the guys are average to below average, and you kind of need 3 to 4 good hitters in your lineup to really be able to compete in this division. And with not having a great back end of the rotation and two guys that have had injuries in the past, and Max Scherzer, and especially Steven Strasburg, I think that it's going to be scary to see whether this rotation is able to make it through. If I know they're going to be healthy, I'd probably pick them to be the second-place team in this division. But the problem is I don't think they'll be healthy. I don't think Steven Strasburg will have a full healthy season. So that's the biggest problem with putting them in second place or even first place. In second place, I have the New York Mets. The New York Mets have shot me in the foot every single time I pick them, so I'm not picking them to win the division. This year, I'm going to pick them to finish second, and to be honest, guess what, Mets? I know there's a lot of Mets fans that probably want to pick them to win the division. I'll pick them to win the division. They just have to prove first. They have to prove to me that they're better than the Braves. That's something that they haven't done. And even in 2019 and 2020, those were both talented teams, but they never put it together. They were always injured, or their hitting was soft, or they had one or two good guys, but everybody else was cold. And that's a pretty big issue. When you only have a couple of guys that are hitting, or a lot of your rotation's injured, or your bullpen is non-existent, it's going to be hard for me to pick you to win a division that is extremely good from top to bottom. All five of these teams are capable of winning, I think, 80 games. Here's the biggest problem, though. I think that the Mets, they just plain and simple have to prove it to me. I think that they are probably just as talented, if not probably more talented, than the Braves. The problem is, they just have to prove it to me. They have to. So, with the first place team in this division, the only team that I have left to talk about is the Atlanta Braves. Here's my biggest issue with putting the Braves in first. And that's, like I said last time, the only thing keeping me from not putting this Mets team in first is that they haven't proved it to me yet, and they haven't ever proven it to me, and they keep shooting me in the foot when I pick them to win the division, so I'm not picking them. So here's the problem. You have to be able to keep a healthy starting rotation. Here's the biggest problem with the Braves. Max Fried is not going to be as good as he's expected to be. Soroka will, but Fried... This is the same thing that happened with Fozzie Wicks. This is the same thing that happened with Teron. This is the same thing that happens with every Braves starting pitcher not named Mike Soroka. Guys, wake up. Wake up. The Braves starting pitchers have one good year, and then they fall off the map. I'm sorry if you're a Braves fan. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for you guys. But the problem is that they don't consistently have a good starting rotation past Soroka that's going to prove it to me. So even though I think that this team is a first place team in the division, everybody else has the same bats that the Braves do. If not, I think the Braves have a little bit better bats, but everybody else in this division still has bats except for maybe the Marlins and the Phillies. And that's why they're at the bottom of this division. The problem is that the Braves bats are the only thing keeping them in first. If the Mets are able to prove themselves, they're going to win this division. So if you're a Braves fan, watch out. I'm picking you to win the division, but that's mostly because I don't think the Mets are proven yet. Once they're proven, I'm picking them to win the division. So in Fifth place in the NL Central, I have the Pittsburgh Pirates. I already said this in my AL rankings. They're the worst team in baseball. They're the worst team in baseball. Other than Ke'Bryan Hayes, the team is awful, both on the pitching staff and on the offense. They just don't have anybody at all. Maybe Brian Reynolds has a bounce back season, or like somebody has a good season that's unexpected. Maybe Jacob Stallings plays well. But you lost Josh Bell, and that was one of your highest upside guys other than Ke'Bryan Hayes. So I don't know how to say this team's going to be any better than 60 wins. So, and to be honest, I think they lose more than I think that they don't win more than 60 games. So at the number four spot, I know this is going to be extremely controversial. I understand it. But people are overhyping the Brewers. They're overhyping the Brewers. I don't understand why you think the Brewers are going to win the division. I just don't understand. Their pitching is not proven. Their bullpen is fantastic. Hader and the other guy that I'm blanking on his name, they're fantastic. They're great bullpen guys. Problem is, they're not proven in the starting rotation. The starting rotation ain't proven. Nobody's proven anything. Same thing with the Mets. They ain't proven nothing. And their offense is awful. Awful. And what I mean by awful is that once you pass Keston Hira, Christian Yelich, and maybe Omar Narváez, Kane isn't that good. I'm blanking on who their third baseman is. I know he's not that good. They let go of Ryan Braun. They just don't have the contact bats they need to be able to compete in this division, and their defense is atrocious. Kane has lost a step. Keston Hira should not be playing second base. And if you have Colton Wong at shortstop, that's scary. That's scary. So they're not a good defensive team. I guess their offense is a little bit better. It's not awful. It's not awful. I take that back. Not awful, but it's not good enough to compete with the teams that I have ahead of them. Even the Cardinals have a better offense, and the Cardinals' specialty is their pitching. So the only offense that they're better than is the Pirates, and it's because the Pirates are the worst team in baseball. So on to the next team. Third place, I know this is also going to ruffle some feathers, and it's not because I hate the Cardinals, but I think that they're the third place team. But I have the Cardinals. So I know a lot of people have them winning the division. Now they have Nolan Arenado, and they have Paul Goldschmidt, and they have Paul DeJong, they have Harrison Bader, and Tommy Edman, and Tyler O'Neill, and all those guys. I understand that. They still have Yadier Molina. Their offense is not going to be as good as I think some people think. And if you're going to be projecting the Cardinals' offense, you also have to be projecting the Cubs' offense and the Reds' offenses, which are the two teams that I have ahead of them. A lot of people are projecting out the Cardinals' offense to be as good as they were in their best seasons. And that's totally possible. It's possible, but it's not likely. And that's something that they're not doing with the Reds, with guys especially like Nick Castellanos or Suarez, Eugenio Suarez, or I know I'm saying that name wrong. I'm sorry if I am. They're not projecting out. It's like, guys, you're projecting out with the Cardinals, but you're not projecting out with the Cubs or the Reds. And with the Cubs, like, Anthony Rizzo is a 30-30-100 guy, which is 30 home runs, 30 doubles, and 100 RBIs every season. Javier Baez, even though he strikes out a ton, he also hits usually around 30 home runs and has around 100 RBIs usually in a good season. And then you have Chris Bryant, and you have Wilson Contreras, and I'm not going to keep going on. And you had the emergence of Ian Happ last year. So here's the thing. I think this Cardinal team has some pitching. The problem is I think that their back end of their rotation is just as weak as the Reds or the Cubs. And at this point, the Cubs, and I know I'm a Cubs fan here, but the Cubs rotation, the back end of their rotation, it looks to be pretty solid. Like, Trevor Williams looks extremely good. And Alec Mills threw a no-hitter last year and played pretty decently for only his second season with the Cubs. So now you have to focus on the Cardinals. Jack Flaherty is a Cy Young caliber pitcher. Cubs don't have that. The Reds probably don't have that. It depends on whether you think Luis Castillo is a Cy Young pitcher, which last year I had him as my winner. So I think that that's important to look at. So going through that, going through all of this, you look at this, and I'm just going to use this. At the second spot, I have the Reds, and at the first spot, I have the Cubs. I'm just going to keep talking about this for a minute. The Cubs are the first-place team in this division because they are proven. The Reds are the second-place team in this division because their bats are proven. The Cardinals are the third-place team in this division because neither one is proven. Neither one is proven. The Cardinals pitching past Jack Flaherty is Miles Michaelis and Alex Reyes and some guys that, well, maybe they're going to be good. Maybe they're going to be good. Jack Flaherty is going to be a probably Cy Young contender, but I don't know if I trust Nolan Arenado to have same numbers, and Paul Goldschmidt still hasn't had the same type of seasons he's had in Arizona when he's been in St. Louis. And the Reds, their offense was lackluster last year, but I said this in my video. Everybody gave me hate for it, and everybody's like, oh, you're an idiot. You're stupid. You have the Reds in third or fourth place. I forget which one it was. I think it was fourth place. They finished in third place, and everybody's like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. The Reds are going to win the division. Guys, the Reds needed 162 games together to be able to develop. And at the end of the year, if the year would have been 162 games, I'm picking the Reds to win the division. I would have picked the Reds to win the division last year. But I said in the video, and if you want to go check it out on Chicago Sports Network, I said the Cubs have continuity. They're going to start off the season well, and they're going to probably end it poorer than they started it. And, well, guess what they did? They started off 13-3, and I think they ended the year like 23 and I think it was like 17 or something. So it's like, guys, I said this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, but you guys didn't listen to me. And I think the Cubs ended 28-22 actually. But still, my point being is this: Cardinals are probably going to finish in third place. Reds are probably going to finish the second. Cubs are probably going to win the division. And everybody, I'd like to preference here, the Cubs are reigning division winners and have won it 4 out of the last 5 years. Like, we're talking about, or let me go back. 2016, 2017, 20. Okay, so they won it 3 out of the last 5 years. 3 out of the last 5 years. Wanted to correct that. But still. 3 out of the last 5 years, and they're the reigning division champions. Like, guys, this is still the same Cubs team, plus or minus Yu Darvish. That's about the only difference. And the Cubs may have brought in some pretty good players. So just watch out for that. I know a lot of people are going to call me biased, but I just want to explain my reasoning. In 5th place, I have, in the NL West, I have the Colorado Rockies. This is clear and obvious. The Rockies are a very bad team. They're the third worst team in baseball, I think. And they're just not very good. They're not very good. Trevor Story is going to get traded at the trade deadline. And that's pretty much the only good player on the Rockies. So they're just bad. I'm sorry if you're a Rockies fan and you're watching this. But they're just not very good. Diamondbacks in 4th place. Diamondbacks, I had winning the division last year. That was like the dumb pick that I had. All my other picks were pretty close to being where they were supposed to be. Otherwise, yeah, the Diamondbacks, it was an awful pick. Baumgartner didn't have a good season. Zach Gallen actually had a pretty good season. He could also be a Cy Young contender this year. But once you get past that, Ketel Marte will have a good season. Eduardo Escobar will have a good season. A bounce-back season is what I'm saying. But once you get past that, their team's just, it's just not better than the Giants. The Giants probably are going to make moves at the deadline to improve their team like they usually do, even though they aren't going to win the division or probably get a wild card spot. They'll do stupid moves, but whatever. I just think that the Diamondbacks are pretty clearly in fourth and the Giants are pretty clearly in third. Because the Giants, their hitting is a little bit worse, but their pitching, I think, is a little bit better than the Diamondbacks, and I think the Giants will make moves at the deadline to try to move into that second wild card spot. In second place in this division, I have the World Series winning hangover Dodgers, and I want to make the point of this. I'm putting the Dodgers in first if they don't win the World Series last year, don't make it to the World Series last year, because I think that the World Series hangover is real. Look at the Nationals last year. Look at the Astros 2 years ago. Look at the Red Sox 3 years ago. Look at the Cubs 4 years ago. Almost all those teams missed out on the playoffs, and a couple of them did. So, World Series hangover is real. Just expect that to happen. The Dodgers are going to start off slower than they should, and then they'll bank it up. Don't get scared if you're a Dodgers fan. You guys will be fine, but I think you guys will finish behind the Padres because of your slower start. And finally, I have the Padres winning the division. Padres are the best team in baseball, in my opinion. Maybe them, Dodgers, White Sox, they're all in that elite category. But this year, it's very hard not to choose the Padres to win this division when I think that the Dodgers are going to have a hangover. So have Padres win the division there. So let's go through the playoffs here. With the wild card, I have the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees in that wild card position. So I think that the Yankees are going to probably win this game because I think that Gerrit Cole versus probably Kenta Maeda is probably going to win over almost anybody else. So I think that they are probably going to win that matchup. So there's that. On to the Yankees versus the White Sox. And the White Sox are my first place team in the AL. Then it's the Blue Jays. Then it's the A's. So that way, I think that the White Sox beat the Yankees in that, mostly because then the White Sox are able to use Lucas Giolito, then probably Lance Lynn, and then Dallas Keuchel, and that's a pretty solid 1-2-3, and I don't trust the Yankees staff in a multiple-game series, so I think the White Sox probably move on there. In the bottom of the bracket, I have the A's playing the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays probably win this game. Here's what it kind of depends on. The Blue Jays have to pick up another starting pitcher, and I don't really trust either of those teams in that kind of setting. So I would say I trust the Blue Jays a little bit more, but it's by like the skin of their teeth. And that's mostly because I trust the offense a little bit more than the A's offense, and because I think the pitching stats are pretty equal. I give a little bit of a bump to the A's, but like very minimal. And then I have the Blue Jays versus the White Sox. And I think the White Sox win that series, probably in a six-game series, maybe even five. So I think it's pretty easy that the White Sox win it and move on into the World Series. On the NL side, I have the Dodgers and the Mets matching up and the wild card matchup. Oh, this was one of the toughest decisions I had to make because it's Jacob deGrom versus probably Walker Buehler. And the biggest difference is that the Dodgers have been in the playoffs and they won the World Series last year. So I'm going to give a little bit of an edge, but it's very scary and hard to pick because they have such a good pitcher in Jacob deGrom on the mound that it's really hard. But I think the only difference here is that the playoff experience of the Dodgers. On to the next round, I have the Dodgers and the Padres. And I think now that you had a pitch, Walker Buehler, and I don't really trust Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs, so I think that they lose that first game against probably, I would assume, Yu Darvish as their starter right there. Or no, I'm sorry. It would be Trevor Bauer versus Yu Darvish, and I think that is an amazing pitching battle, but I think that the Padres' bats with a little bit of extra rest are probably winning that first game, and then through a seven-game series, I think that the Padres win by the skin of their teeth in that series. Then I have the Cubs and the Braves, and again, I know people are going to call me biased for this, but I have the Cubs winning this series in a seven-game, maybe six-game series, just because I think that the Cubs' playoff experience really helps them. And even though the Braves advanced all the way to the NLCS last year, I don't know if the Braves starting pitching is going to be as good as the Cubs starting pitching is. And I'm just saying, watch out for it. Just watch out. But I think the Cubs starting pitching is going to be good, and I think they advance to the NLCS. And on to the NLCS. This was a pretty easy pick. Five games, probably. I could see a sweep, but I think it's unlikely that the Cubs get swept. The Padres move it on pretty easily. Then on to the World Series. White Sox versus Padres. And to be honest, if this matchup happens, oh man, this would be like one of the best World Series of all time. And to be honest, even if the Cubs miraculously make it to the World Series and play the White Sox, that would also be a fantastic World Series to watch. So either one of these World Series happens, I'd be extremely happy. Or even if the Blue Jays made it and they play the Padres or the Cubs, I'd love that. Shout out to my brother, he's a big Blue Jays fan. In this, I have a 7-game series. It all comes down to the final game, in which I think the White Sox pull off the victory. I think the White Sox win in a 7-game series. I think that they're just a tiny bit better. And I think at this point, you maybe have Luis Robert coming back. And if you have him coming back, I think it really adds that team. And I think that they are a good team. I think that the White Sox are the 2021 World Series champions. So that's all for today's podcast. Make sure you are subscribed, followed, whatever it is. Check out my YouTube channel, Chicago Sports Network. And as always, make sure you have a great day. Bye.